Okay, and we find time on a Thursday to touch base with our colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Bonn and just get a sense of how Germany are experiencing experiencing things, now they're looking at things related, of course, to the European continent and sometimes beyond as well. Of late, or rather last year, Germans donated more than 1 billion euros to Ukraine. That's a lot of money. Although the number of donors have decreased, the amount of money remains high. But as the effects of inflation bite, Germans... many are beginning to question how long they can continue. Then joining us from Bonn in Germany to chat with us about this is Michael Otte, Africa editor at Deutsche Welle. Welcome, Michael. It's good to have you.
Good to talk to you, Clarence.
Great. Tell us, maybe first, what's the latest from the front line?
Well, for those of us here in Europe, we noticed that the last couple of months, the conflict stalled. The Russian war on Ukraine has stalled, but a few days ago, a missile struck a residential complex in the east of Ukraine, killing at least three people. And the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has been saying that he believes that because the anniversary of the conflict of the war is coming up on the 24th of this month, Russia wants something to show for its efforts. And just to remind our listeners that we are already in the month of February, and the 24th is exactly 1 year that Russia's war on Ukraine started. And so we are going into a year already of a conflict that has displaced so many people and led to the death of so many more.
Yeah, and a buildup of troops as well, we heard of earlier today on the Russian side of the border, and maybe just an imminent little action on their part, or a significant one, then on the anniversary of their, of course, incursion into Ukraine. So, Michael, how much support has Germany given Ukraine? We got a sense from that introduction, but it looks significant being pretty close to the action.
It's a lot of support. Germany has given so much. And if you think that, you know, €1 billion is a lot, then 12 billion is 12 times a lot.
Yes.
And that's what the German government has given in bilateral support. So this goes to supporting Ukraine, provide their military equipment, technical know-how, and all of those big stuff. So there's a lot of support going to Ukraine. But I want us to also focus on the humanitarian assistance, because also on that level, and this is individual Germans who feel that there is war within Europe and feel compassionate for the Ukrainians and want to help. And this is in the region of around 200 million euros. And that's gone to Ukraine since the start of the war. And that is so much. And it's also because, I mean, realistically, Germany is Europe's biggest economy. And Germany, because of its history, understands what it means to be in a country of war. So especially for Germans, they feel particularly responsible for helping the Ukrainians who are either in Ukraine fighting or those who have fled.
So that's quite significant, a contribution then from private people in Germany, and of course from the public sector, from taxpayers' money as well, that has gone into the conflict. What kind of supports do Germans offer Ukraine?
I mean, Clarence, this ranges from power generators, because as you may know, Russia has been targeting Ukraine's power facilities. And so lots of communities in Ukraine are without power. So Germans are donating a lot of power generators. They are donating warm meals. They are setting up mobile kitchens. They are, and more critical ones, like assisting people who have medical conditions or who are undergoing medical treatment in Ukraine to come to Germany to continue those treatments. And so this means that looking for hospitals in Germany who are willing to take these patients, looking for doctors who are willing to continue the treatments, and being on the front line and offering assistance, being there, helping people who want to leave Ukraine to make the journey from Ukraine into Germany. And so there's so much of that. And I remember that spring of last year, welcome stations were set up in the Cologne main train station, which is very close to the headquarters of DW. And all around the country, there were a lot of these welcome stations where Ukrainian refugees could go and get assistance. And there were Germans who were donating their time during the week after work to help these Ukrainians, especially Ukrainian mothers and their children, because many of the men had to stay back and defend their country. So many of the people who left the Ukraine and came to Germany were mostly women and children. And so Germans donated their time to help them to settle in this country, to find school places, to navigate German bureaucracy. So on so many levels, there's so much help that Germany has given to Ukrainians and continue to give.
And now some of these helpers are complaining about exhaustion. Talk to us about that fatigue.
Indeed. I mean, it's been nearly a year since this conflict began. And the question has now become, how long can we continue this? Because not only has the war displaced and affected Ukrainians, and this is not to equalize, but indeed the Ukrainians who are being invaded are bearing the brunt of this war. But also this conflict has caused prices to rise around the world, and Germany has not been spared. On the one hand, I remember that last year there were shortages of groceries, foodstuff in the stores, because a lot of these come from Russia and Ukraine. And since the start of the conflict, there have been supply chain challenges. So prices are shooting up in the stores. And then on the other hand, because of the war, the EU has placed a lot of sanctions on Russia. And this means that the cheap energy from Russia, which fuels Europe and particularly Germany, is no longer available. And so energy costs are also going up. So renters are having to pay more, not just for food, but also for heating their apartments. And this winter, it's been manageable. But the experts are predicting that next year, if a more sustainable solution is not found to getting fuel and gas for Germany, there's going to be a major crisis. So energy costs are up, renters are having to pay more, and the prices of groceries are also up in the shops. And inflation is biting people. Although the inflation numbers are dropping across Europe, it hasn't reflected at the stores and even at the pumps if you have to fuel your vehicle. And so lots of people in Germany are beginning to ask the question, how long can we continue to support people in Ukraine? And not just financially. It's also about how long we can continue to show up on weekends to help people who are arriving or people who need our help navigating German bureaucracy. So there's some level of exhaustion that is coming up as the conflict goes into a year. And more so when people realize that it doesn't look like this conflict is going to end this year. They are beginning to question what a long-term strategy is. And people within this space are advocating for a more, not the ad hoc approach that is adopted right now, but a more streamlined official process for helping people who are fleeing Ukraine, because the private individuals, unfortunately, can do so much.
And for that heads up on things happening in Ukraine, Germany's relationship to the things happening in Ukraine, we thank Michael Otte, the Africa editor at Deutsche Welle in Bonn.